At the same time, the questions will be asked as to whether South Africa's infrastructure sector is in the doldrums and whether we should be looking elsewhere. Should local businesses be looking elsewhere for infrastructure development opportunities? Mrs. Anele Sani, who is the Chief Director for Trade Invest Africa, does join me on the line as well for that discussion. Mrs. Sani, thank you so much for the time. My question then is, as I said a little bit earlier, should we be looking elsewhere for infrastructure development opportunities as SA businesses?
Well, I must say thank you very much for the opportunity to address you. The African continent most certainly does present a number of opportunities for the South African industry. It's not to say that these are no longer available in the country, but we have found that the scale of the infrastructure projects and programs that are on the continent is certainly more lucrative. However, South Africa really has not been able to benefit from these opportunities for a number of problems, which I'm sure we'll be able to discuss. So a definitive yes, South Africa should also be looking outside into the continent for infrastructure opportunities.
Let's talk about the hindrances to South Africa perhaps not taking advantage and also not being perhaps in this moment in time the best infrastructure development zone to look at. Why are we suffering, and why have we not been able to take advantage of others as well?
I must say the topic that we are talking about, last year we partnered with Sienza to hold the Infrastructure Africa Conference, and a lot of time was actually spent in actually detailing what some of these challenges are. You know, key amongst these challenges that was discussed was for us, I mean, the financial resources and sustainability of resources. So because infrastructure projects are by their nature quite expensive, so that was one of the problems. But I think before we talk about mobilizing resources, one of the biggest hindrances is really finding bankable projects, meaning that there is a depth of project preparation which limits due diligence in terms of actually looking at those projects and then deciding to take them up. So the focus for this year's Infrastructure Africa's conference is really going to be looking or going deep into proper project preparation and due diligence. So that is part of the problems that we have had. A lot of it also goes to part of the challenges also goes to just not being able to source the projects or having competitors who actually come with deeper pockets. But there are solutions that actually can look at how South Africans can converge and use our development finance institutions to actually mobilize that funding that is required. But as I said earlier, the biggest problem is actually finding those bankable projects that can then be taken up.
Yeah, support as well from yourselves as DTI, as Trade Invest Africa as well, quite critical in the entire segment in itself. The long-term sustainability, do you think we can perhaps get to a point where we can get this right, and what do we need to do to do that?
Definitely. I think what Trade Invest Africa is doing, which is a unit of the DTI, is really using the South Africa Inc. approach. What we are doing, because we've recognized the challenges, is really saying that South Africa must, excuse the pun, hunt as a pack, meaning that we bring in government, leveraging of our very sound government-to-government relationships, using the development finance institution that actually then can make funding available, but having at the core the private sector, who are the people that actually become the project owners, the project developers. So when we go in as a whole, we find that we are actually able to leverage of these different platforms and these relationships in order to get projects and in order to then scope projects. I mean, when we go together, you know, usually private sector will go alone, and then when they return, they then start, you know, doing their analysis, mobilizing funding. But when Trade Invest Africa goes on to scoping missions or investment missions, we ensure that private sector is represented, and so our DFIs and in some instances commercial banks, then we can at least do a first level analysis to say, is this project, is it one that can be taken up? And we found that that has actually yielded better results than in the past when we used to go in as government alone, maybe supporting private sector, but with different elements or essential elements missing.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Sanele, thank you. Really, really appreciate your time. Sadly, we have to leave it there. I'm running out of time and still want to chat about just one more issue as well today, but that is Ms. Sanele Sani, who is Chief Director for Trade Invest Africa.